Amrit Thomason in Washington. Saying it was a funding instrument of global terrorism, the U.S. has seized an oil tanker off Venezuela. A tanker was allegedly carrying sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran.
The president announced the vessel's seizure amid mounting tensions with the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large. Largest one ever seized, actually.
U.S. officials say the tanker was seized by the U.S. Coast Guard with support by the Navy. On Tuesday, the U.S. military flew a pair of fighter jets over the Gulf of Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate votes today on two competing health care bills. President Trump supports the Republican plan, ending Obamacare tax credits, replacing them with expanded government-funded savings accounts.
Everybody knows this is the best way to go, but the Democrats, they're bought and owned by the insurance companies, so let's see how many of them have the guts to vote for this.
The Democrat-sponsored bill would extend the Obamacare taxpayer-funded subsidies for three more years. There have been high-water rescues. Thousands are under evacuation orders in the flood-ravaged Pacific Northwest. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson has signed a statewide emergency declaration. It clears the way for the state to apply for federal aid. In a move that will give borrowers a little more breathing room, the Federal Reserve has approved another quarter-point interest rate cut. President Trump says it should have been at least a half-point reduction. Former University of Michigan head football coach Jerome Moore has been jailed, detained yesterday just hours after being fired for what the university terms an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The Dow futures down 87 points. This is SRN News. A new analysis of communism and faith.
Radical Islam is perhaps the greatest threat to the safety of Christians around the globe, but communist governments are a big problem, too. International Christian Concern has released a report that concludes the five biggest communist regimes are cracking down on believers more than ever, beginning with China. Repression is also growing in North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, and Laos. There may be as many as 100 million Christians in China alone. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has permanently ordered Georgia's prison system to keep providing some kinds of so-called gender-affirming care for transgender prisoners. State plans to appeal. U.S. District Judge Victoria Calvert ruled that a new state law denying hormone therapy to inmates violated their protection against cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. Some legal analysts believe this case or a similar one will reach the U.S. Supreme Court. SRN News. Well, as far as we know, this is a genuine first for one of those self-driving taxis.
A San Francisco woman gave birth inside a Waymo taxi this week while on her way to the hospital. A spokesman says the company's rider support team did detect a rather unusual activity inside the vehicle and quickly alerted 911 and the hospital. The driverless taxi arrived safely at the hospital. Mother and child are reportedly doing just fine. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has announced the long-awaited launch of a gold card program, offering legal status and a pathway to U.S. citizenship. Individuals can pay $1 million, while corporations can shell out $2 million per foreign-born employee. More details at srnnews.com.